Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 24th of April. The Doctrine of Jezebel. A notable example of presumptuous sin within our churches has been the alternative instruction given to families who have had members depart from their household and from the household of God in pursuit of their rebellious and often immoral endeavours. The Spirit has been calling every family in the church to be found worthy, which requires their sanctification from the world. Through sanctification, families are able to dignify and honour a person's choice to depart, leaving them to their decision. They are able to maintain their obedience and sanctified participation in the agape meal as part of the Bride of Christ. However, there have been a number of supposedly leading brethren, and in particular wives, who have not maintained their own sanctification in these matters. They have counseled others to continue engaging their rebellious relatives as an expression of God's unconditional love. This is presumptuous sin and brings both those who minister in this way and those who receive their counsel under condemnation. Jesus warned the presbytery in Thyatira about this influence in the church, describing it as the spirit of Jezebel. He said to the presbytery of this church, "I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sickbed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and hearts, and I will give to each one of you according to your works." The reference used in today's devotions is Revelation chapter 2, verses 20 to 23. For further reading, Revelation chapter 2.